Don't be nervous, John.
I'm not.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you, good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the history of rock and roll from a vinyl point of view. In a world where B-sides and album cuts predominate, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary involving everything from the blues of the 30s to today's newest releases. We've been tasked with a massive responsibility, the origins of the music we love. So let's get started. Welcome back as the ongoing history of Ohio rock and roll festivities continue. We're heading south to Dayton. started the show with Mariner, a veteran of the Dayton live scene, and their contribution to the WTUE Homegrown Compilation LP. Another cut from the aforementioned was the country rock Bramble and Devil's Daughter. It's unclear exactly how long Bramble was in existence, but in 2001, vocalist-guitarist Kyle Ogg formed Dullahan, a contemporary Celtic band, apparently proving quite popular. They have released 9 albums to date. Now, I know this isn't exactly rock, but when I heard the cut, Drunk on Old Duels, I was hooked.
I've got a friend named Odie O'Doul. He loves his pints like a plow loves a mule. One fateful night when his love was untrue, he set out for the pub, thinking about more than a few. He planned to drink till his troubles were gone, come back to his empty bed just before dawn. Chin on his chest, he climbed up on a stool, and the man to his left had a beer called O'Doul. Odie thought, surely this must be a sign, a fine new concoction with the same name as mine. 3 hours from now and I'm drunk as a fool, well it only makes sense that I'd be drunk on O'Doul's. When he wet his whistle that night to extreme, the empties piled up and he counted 16, drowning his sorrows round after round after round. A little surprised that his head was so clear, considering he drank 2 gallons of beer. Oh, but some of life's lessons just seem unnaturally cruel. Oh, you can't get drunk on a duel. Odie's new buddy was bearing his soul. How life on the wagon was taking its toll. In between swigs he was happy to tell how his quitting drinking was just like going through hell. Odie just sat there fairly confused, both of them drinking like there's nothing to lose. Well, you can lie to yourself if that's what you choose. Oh, and that's what they did. Another round of O'Doul. He wet his whistle that night to extreme, the empties piled up and he counted 16, drowning his sorrows round after round after round. A little surprised that his head was so clear, considering he drank 2 gallons of beer. Oh, but some of life's lessons just seem unnaturally cruel. Oh, you can't get drunk on a duel. No, you can't get drunk on a duel. Well, his money ran short and his spirits were low. The man at the bar said, you soon have to go. Would you like your last one with a little more fuel? Oh, well, he shook his head, said, think I'll stick with O'Doul. He wet his whistle that night to extreme, the empties piled up and he counted 16, drowning his sorrows round after round after round. Surprised that his head was so clear, considered he drank 2 gallons of beer. Oh, but some of life's lessons just seem unnaturally cruel. Oh, you can't get drunk on a duel. know you can't get drunk on a doze.
Back to Cleveland and Club Wow, a local, very minor supergroup consisting of Billy Sullivan, ex of the Paul Pope band Moonlight Drive and Boku, Frank Sekich, ex of Youngstown's Blue Ash, and punkers Jeff West and Jimmy Zero, ex of the Testers and the Dead Boys, respectively. This half-power pop, half-punk band released one single back in 1982 and a retrospective compilation available only in Australia in 2015. By the sound of the material, the pop side won out. Here's the A-side of the single, Prettiest Girl, the title cut to the Aussie album, Nowhere Fast, and My Secret Life. Another slice of unknown, homegrown power pop.
Face yourself.
Moving south on I-71 in Columbus, we meet the stereotypical tragic rock genius, hell-bent on self-destruction, Ronald Cole, and his band, the Trillionaires. Cole came onto the scene, unfortunately, in Columbus, Ohio, at a time in the not-so-sweet spot between the death of vinyl and the major record companies that released it, and the birth of the indie artist and the self-released movement. Born Ronald Guzlin, the 2017 documentary Destination Zero, The Fast Short Life of Ronald Cole, documents his rock star aspirations and his inevitable at-his-own-hand death. Unfortunately for every Ronald Cole, there's hundreds of others just like him, hope to be rock stars, not necessarily forgotten, but unknown in the first place. He and the Trillionaires released one EP and one full-length LP, and pretty much no one outside Columbus noticed. A story repeated everywhere that there is a hometown band. From the EP, Stoney Knows How, and from the LP, Destination Zero.
Woke up this morning, I've never been awake before. Now I see the dawn and I think I know the score. Yesterday it felt so bad, rain it had me feeling sad. The sun is out and I'm glad to say, yesterday it rained and I didn't see the sun. No, I'm going, 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 gone. Finally realize, hey, I'm the one. No, I'm going, 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 finally knowing. Waving a bug at the sleep out of your eyes. Ain't no need for me apologizing. The past is done, let's face the facts. It ain't too hard. Yesterday it rained and I didn't see the sun. Now I'm going, 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 gone. Finally realize, hey, I'm the one. Now I'm going, 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 finally knowing.
You're listening to The Vinyl Garage. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Trillionaires being long gone, he formed the Ronald Cole Band, releasing one LP in 1980 titled White Light, the theme of which showing increasing cynicism towards the industry and life in general. From that album, Revenge. He was found dead in May of 1993.
Yeah.
We're remaining in Columbus and saying hi to a new year, 1983. Two new bands, Great Plains and its spinoff, the Thomas Jefferson Slave Apartments, and a new musical genre, lo-fi. Lo-fi originally is exactly as it sounds, the opposite of high fidelity, but the definition expanded in the 80s and especially in the 90s to include a simplified, sometimes to the extreme, lack of production, lack of musicianship, and in the case of these two bands, the lack of a lead singer capable of carrying a tune, all of which, in their mind, gave the music authenticity. Great Plains released an 8-track EP titled Mark, Don, and Me in 1983, not exactly sure what the Grand Funk reference was, along with a handful of LPs and singles. The closest comparison to the band is a watered-down REM. The spinoff, which also included Great Plains lead singer Ron House, was the Thomas Jefferson Slave Apartments, a band that proved markedly more popular than the previous. They released 3 LPs in a best-of compilation and were apparently 10 times more authentic than their predecessor. From Great Plains' first LP, Born in a Barn, an LP they proudly announced cost $800 to produce, the song Serpent Mound. And from TJSA and their straight-to-video album, Rump Government. Not everything can be a Sgt. Pepper.
Class.
traveling north back to Cleveland in a band of the same name. This highly theatrical group released two studio LPs, a live album, and a single in their career, and hold a Guinness World Record. As a promotion for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Cleveland played live at the Rascal House for 100 hours, 25 minutes, securing their place in the Book of Records and an honorary place in the Rock Hall. Fronted by Polly, Peter, and Mike Zaremba, a Cleveland live show was the place to be. From their 1983 self-titled LP, I'll Give You All That I Got, and Secrets, and the 1986 single, What Makes People Boogie, a cut that references the record-breaking live show.
I'm a little.
perfectly good hour of your life listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, undying allegiance, or complete disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
Right.